grateful king. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Queen Elizabeth was a life well lived, a promise with destiny kept, and she is mourned most deeply in her passing.
Britain's new monarch, King Charles III, renewing his mother's promise of lifelong service while paying tribute to her memory and honoring her 70-year reign.
She made sacrifices for duty. Her dedication and devotion as sovereign never wavered.
In his first address to the nation as king, adding that he shares the sense of loss so many are feeling, and also pledging to uphold Britain's constitutional principles, noting that some of the causes he had publicly supported will be in others' hands now. The king also extending love to his children by name, including Prince Harry and his wife Meghan. Prince William and wife Kate are now the Prince and Princess of Wales, a title once held by the late Princess Diana. A royal source says Kate appreciates the history associated with the role, but will want to look to the future as she creates her own path. The king's speech being followed by the continuation of collective mourning. A service at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. Earlier, a 96-gun salute across the UK honoring each year of the Queen's life. President Biden just confirming he will be among the world leaders attending a state funeral for Queen Elizabeth once the details are set. Today, he has been in the midterm battleground of Ohio.
There is nothing, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, there is nothing, not a single thing beyond our capacity as a nation if we do it together as the United States of America.
Praising the bipartisan work that helped pass the CHIPS Act while attending the groundbreaking for a new Intel plant. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The UN's nuclear agency reports a dramatic development at Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Ukraine.
A nuclear watchdog is stepping up warnings about Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant, saying its safe operation is compromised now that shelling has caused a complete blackout of the nearby town. The International Atomic Energy Agency is calling for an immediate safety zone to be established at the plant, which is under Russian control. It's been operating in emergency mode since Monday, when the last power line connecting it to an outside source of electricity was severed. The plant and surrounding areas are being continually hit by shelling, which Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other for. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
North Korea's leader says his nuclear status is now irreversible, as state media reports a new law enshrining the right for North Korea to automatically use preemptive nuclear strikes to protect itself. The White House says it is aware of the reports and that the U.S. remains focused on working closely with its partners to address threats posed by North Korea, but also to advance a shared objective toward the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Hundreds of lakes, streams, peaks, and other geographical features get new names from the federal government.
Nearly 650 places across the U.S. bearing the offensive word squaw have been renamed. That from the U.S. Department of the Interior after an almost year-long process. The word is an ethnic and sexual slur historically used for indigenous North American women. Private businesses in some cases have also taken the lead on name changes, including Squaw Valley Resort in Lake Tahoe, the site of the 1960 Olympics. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Wall Street trying to snap a three-week losing streak. Right now, the Dow is up 361 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.